Watch, Fernando Mendoza gives glory to God. Says he'll die for his team after national championship win. By Dylan Gwynn on January 20, 2026. Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza became national championship winner Fernando Mendoza after a gutsy performance against a relentless Miami defense at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami on Monday night. Mendoza, a native of Miami who did not receive a scholarship offer from the Canes coming out of high school, took several crushing hits from Hurricane defenders in the first half and delivered what will go down as one of the most iconic moments in college football history. He tucked the ball and ran on a crucial 4th-and-5 late in the fourth quarter and powered through several Hurricane defenders to score a touchdown. That gave the Hoosiers the lead, but the Canes would come back to score again. And the Indiana faithful would once again rely on their Heisman winner to lead another scoring drive. Which he did, before an interception by the Hoosier defense secured the win and the school's first ever college football national championship, 27-21. After the game, Mendoza, a devout Catholic, gave God the glory for his play and his team's success. We were always going to put it all on the line. I want to give all the glory and thanks to God there, he said. I'll die for my team, whatever they need me to do, Mendoza expressed. They need me to take shots in the front, in the back, whatever it is. I know they're going to do the same for me, that's what makes this national championship so special. Speaking of the hits Mendoza took in the game, ESPN's Holly Rowe showed a close-up of the quarterback's arm after the game, which revealed several serious-looking bruises. Mendoza added, "There's no words. There's no worries. This is the most special moment of my life. And I know my teammates here, there's no one else I'd rather do it with." After being handed the national championship trophy, Mendoza's excitement carried him away, and he used language he wouldn't normally use to express his exuberance. The roar of the crowd and approving comments online suggest the fans loved seeing Mendoza express that side of him. But again, given his devout upbringing, it's unlikely that he'll do that again. Unless he wins a Super Bowl, then he may do it again. Mendoza was projected to go number one overall on most NFL mock drafts even before his legendary performance Monday night. The Las Vegas Raiders hold the first overall pick, and they need a quarterback.